Okay. This morning, Jeannie and I are going to be sharing the word with you. And there's one act that man needs to do that's very essential in his relationship with God Almighty. One thing that we really got to lock into. And this one thing makes all the difference in the world. It's a breaker. It's a deal breaker. And it'll bring a natural man from body and soul to becoming a spiritual being with eternal life. And that one thing is believing. Believing. And I want to share on doing believing. Now, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, do you get that? Believing that we are confident, we trust in what God says. We are sold out to what God says. It's believing. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek or Gentile. Romans 1:17, for therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, which is believing. That's how we live, by believing. If we want to see the promises of God come to pass in our life, we've got to believe what God's word says. It's as simple as that. Romans 4:20-21, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Who is this? Abraham. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded, not just hedging his bets, but fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. If God promised it, he will perform it, but are you fully persuaded? That's what we need to get to, the point that we're fully persuaded. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, right? You got to believe to get born again, get saved. It's a crucial element in the life of the believers. Ephesians 1:19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? We've got it in us. We've got his mighty power in us. We heard it in the manifestations. We've got the Spirit of God in us, and we can manifest it as we believe. And finally, the last verse I'm going to share with you is 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing. Have you ever prayed without ceasing? Interesting figure of speech, huh? But what was this cause that he was so thankful that he couldn't stop thinking? When you receive the word of God, you heard it not. You didn't receive it as the word of man, but you heard it as it is in truth, the word of God. You heard it as the word of God, which effectually worketh in you that believe. See, God's word, this wonderful Bible, the scriptures, works when we believe it. And man, whatever we can do to help believe bigger and more, we want to do, right? Amen. So how do we do believing? What can we do that will really manifest believing in our life? And I think Jeannie's got some hot tips for us along those lines.
Very good. How do we do believing? Do we concentrate, strain, do all the right things to get our mind to believe? Or do we do Romans 10:17? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Believing comes from hearing the word of God. It starts with Romans 10:9-10. So I mentioned that. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's what we speak. We confess Jesus as Lord. Now there's power in the tongue, and James talks about that, and Proverbs talks about that, that you can bless or you can curse with that tongue. But God has made us a new creation in Christ. You know, we say we're not a remodel. He doesn't take what we have and then build on it. But we are new, a transformation. And sometimes we think, well, I don't see it in my life. But if you planted an apple tree, would you believe, if you just looked at it and you didn't see any fruit on it, would it still be an apple tree? Sure, because it was created to be that, to do that. Well, we were created to be children of God, that we were created to live beyond what the circumstances of this world show us. We are more than conquerors. We are what the Word of God says, but we have to learn who we are. So that's part of how to do believing, is learning what the Word of God says, and then we confess it. So we need to hear the Word. And part of the hearing of the Word is in our own mouths. We declare what God's Word says. I have a wonderful book that I've been working on. It's called You're Crazy If You Don't Talk to Yourself. And it's about confessing God's Word, declaring what God's Word says. Because, well, we are to, in Corinthians it talks about that we lead all things captive to the obedience of Christ. Our thoughts need to be captive to obedience. And Joyce Meyer says, one of our greatest quotes, the battlefield is the mind. What are we doing with our minds? Are we staying in the world and the natural, or are we living above it? We are seated in the heavenlies. That's what the Word of God says. Do you believe it or not? Do you believe it? By Jesus Christ's stripes, you are healed. Paula is a wonderful example of that. A few weeks ago, she called and was really frustrated because she'd been in so much pain. And then she said, few days later, she just started confessing the word by Jesus Christ's stripes. I'm healed, pain go away. And she just kept speaking to herself. And here she is today. She looks fantastic. The arthritis that was hurting her is gone. And it's because of the word of God. And that's the power that we have. We choose to do that. We chose Jesus Christ as Lord. When you chose him, you've got a whole new life, a whole new future ahead that's victorious. He's promises that we will have a victory in every situation. Bob was talking about Abraham. In Romans 4:17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who believed, even God who quickens the dead, and calls those things which be not as though they were. That's believing. Sure, it may not look like you're healed right now, but you confess it. Because God's word is true. It has to come to pass. He called us out to be ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We represent him. We have the DNA of Jesus Christ. We have the mind of Christ. When you start getting a little older, you start forgetting things, start confessing, I have the mind of Christ. I don't have to forget things. I just slow down a little bit and then take God with me. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We have a wonderful life. But God renamed Abram to Abraham, because every time he confessed, he spoke of who he was and the father of many nations. So we are ambassadors. That's who we are. And we need to speak that. Even though we don't see it or we don't feel it, that's what we are created to be. And that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith in the words of God. Believing is calling what God says a reality even before we see the results. And another quote, where there's faith, miracles happen. So expect, we all are a miracle. Think about how we got born again, how God moved mountains for each one of us so that we could hear the gospel. Before the foundation of the world, we were chosen by Him. He chose us before He even called, let there be light. Throughout the Old Testament and the Gospels, the declarations that were made for God basically came from angels or prophets. The angel of the Lord appeared to Abraham, to Mary, things like that. But Gideon is one man I took over because the angel of the Lord came to Gideon, you'll find it in Judges 6, and he called him a mighty man of valor. Well, Gideon, 40 years had passed, and Israel was in peace, but then they disobeyed God. So God told them that they were going to be under the rule of the Midians for 7 years. And the Midianites actually stole all their food, their cattle, everything, and they were really in trouble. So Gideon, who says, well, Gideon is the angel of the Lord, comes to him and calls him mighty man of valor. Gideon, you mighty man of valor, God has called you. And so Gideon, he's in the wine press, threshing the wheat to try and make some flour and everything, scared to death of losing his food. Yet the angel said, mighty man of valor. See, God wants to bring us up to a greater level for each one of us. We all are His beloved, but we need to speak that. We need to speak the truth. But Gideon accepted that responsibility. But, you know, he had a relationship with God, and God has a relationship with each one of us. You know, He doesn't have to have a prophet or an angel appear to us now to talk to us because we have Holy Spirit within us. We have that relationship. Our relationship isn't according to our performance, but according to how He chose us out of His love and Jesus Christ's fulfillment of what He needed to do for us to be born again. So Gideon said, how do we know it's really you? So he puts the fleece out twice to have water on it and the water not on it. And then he says, you know, but I still need to know. So God told him to go to the enemy of the camp, the enemy's camp, and listen to a conversation. So these two guys are talking about a dream and said, Gideon's army is going to defeat us. This is what the enemy said, and that's exactly what Gideon needed to get his confidence and see God working. And okay, so God works with each one of us, but we need to declare His word. And what are some of the things that we can declare? Anybody have an idea? Claudia. Right, that is the mind of Christ. How about by Jesus Christ stripes I'm healed? Ben.
Yeah, the peace that passes understanding.
Yeah, the peace that passes understanding in the midst of everything going on in this world. Yes. Jesus Christ gave us His own peace. We confess that. Leslie? Amen. We have power and love and a sound mind. We don't need here. That's a gift. These are the things that we can confess all day long. And our lives change that way. You know, we see the results. God promises He will never leave us or forsake us. The truth is what sets us free. And if you need to get in front of a mirror or whatever, you need to see yourself saying it. Because this is what makes we are. you know, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. We lead every thought after the Christ. So that's how we believe. We are world changers, more than conquerors. We are blessed. And even in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, each day he blessed it. Blessed. We are blessed exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So let's believe it, do it, and enjoy it. Bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing life that you have provided for each one of us. I thank you that you called us out before you even created the rest of the world to be your children. And that you just love each one of us, that you know where we're at in any situation, and all we need to do is say, help. All we need to do is confess your word and receive the benefits of it. So I thank you for blessing this food this morning, to our health, the nourishment. We thank you what Jesus Christ did, his broken body and shed blood, and anyone that has anything going on right now, we just enjoy what Jesus Christ has done. We claim healing and deliverance. We thank you for the loving time that we can have together as your children. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.